Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Clutter-Free Home, Making Room for Your Life by Kathy Lipp. Narrated by Kathy Lipp. To Tanya Kubo, you found freedom through Clutter-Free, and you share hope every day with others who desperately need freedom. You have loved our Clutter-Free Academy community well. You have mercy for those who are still on the path. I am so grateful for you and the life-giving work you do for so many. At peace with your home. I wanted to just give up. I was so tired. Tired of living in chaos. Tired of feeling like I needed to remodel the house every time I wanted to clean it. Making life run with a husband and four kids took so much stuff, and I had no place to put it. I felt helpless, unable to change. So this was the life we were doomed to. Controlled and not so controlled chaos. Then I went to my friend Deb's house. Deb was the mom of five kids who lived in a house with even fewer square feet than mine. We were at her house to get ready for a PTA project, and I couldn't believe her place when I walked in. The house wasn't spotless or fussy, but it was totally her. When our time together wound down, after we'd had such a great afternoon, I told her, as I would tell any good friend, "Next time, you don't have to clean your house for me." That is my ultimate, obviously, we are going to be amazing friends card. She said offhandedly, "Oh, I didn't. No worries." And after the next few meetings at her home, I wasn't letting her into my house. I soon discovered why. Deb had no clutter. It wasn't that the house was perfect. There were dishes in the sink and backpacks on the table, or that the furniture was fancy. In fact, I noticed around visit three that some of it didn't even match. But there was no clutter. No piles of paper waiting to be sorted. No extra toys waiting to be put away. No collection of plastic cups from local eateries sitting on the counters. Everything had a place and a use. And that's when my life took a turn. I wanted to grow up to be Deb. Chances are, if you picked up this audiobook, you have your own Deb moment. Maybe you doubt you can ever get free of the clutter. Maybe you've tried to declutter before, but your efforts were soon thwarted by more papers, toys, and clothes covering every flat surface. You might have even thought, why bother? It's a never-ending battle. Since that first day at Deb's house, I figured out a way not only to get rid of the clutter without becoming a minimalist, but to make sure my home stays decluttered. And let me tell you, if I can do it, then you can too. I promise. This is my wish for you. I want you to have a home that stays decluttered. I want you to feel at peace when you walk into your home. I want you to have a home that nourishes you and the people you love. The habit of no. We tend to think that we are the only ones on our block who are in a battle with clutter. But statistics show that 54% of us deal with clutter in a big way in our homes. In other words, most of us feel that clutter is a big stressor in our lives. That's because our desires and habits are diametrically opposed. We desire simplicity and rest. We desire organized minds and calendars. We desire harmony. But we haven't built the daily habits that will make those desires a reality.